The war in Afghanistan is being fought by NATO, the North Atlantic Alliance that includes the United States and its European allies. And that war is a major topic of discussion today as members of NATO gather at a summit on the French-German border. They're celebrating the 60th anniversary of the alliance. This also marks another occasion, France's full return to NATO's command structure. 43 years ago, French President Charles de Gaulle changed his country's relationship with NATO in defiance of what he considered American domination. Now, French President Nicolas Sarkozy says it's time to stand with the United States. And reporter Eleanor Beardsley has more.
In October 1966, French President Charles de Gaulle announced that France, with its nuclear capabilities, would defend itself.
Il ne subsiste pour nous aucune subordination ni actuelle.
We will accept no subordination of our forces by a foreign authority, says de Gaulle in this grainy archive footage. In 1 month, no military base or allied army will remain on our territory. De Gaulle pulled his country out of NATO's top command and kicked NATO headquarters out of Paris. He wanted France to be independent of U.S. domination of post-war Western Europe. But despite taking its distance from NATO, France has never left the alliance. Today, it is the fourth largest contributor of troops. At a military base in southern France, soldiers fire machine guns from armored vehicles, war game training for Kosovo. France participates fully in NATO's missions in Kosovo, Bosnia, and Afghanistan. Sarkozy says it's now time for France to take its full place in NATO's command structures.
Je ne crois pas que le rôle d'une grande puissance responsable.
I don't believe the role of a great power like France is to remain on the fence. That means we're nowhere. The most important condition for independence is to know who your friends are. And I'm not afraid to say that our place is first and foremost with our Western allies.
The French Parliament held a vociferous debate over the country's return to NATO, with critics saying it would sacrifice France's independence on the world stage. French parliamentarian Nicolas Dupont-Aignan says his opposition to France's return to NATO is not about anti-Americanism.
We were solidaire when it was necessary with the United States, but we could say no, for example, against Bush when Bush went to Iraq. With this reintegration, I'm not sure that we will be able to say no like we did. I think a good ally, it's an ally that is independent.
Opposition to France's reintegration of NATO command structures also came from members of Sarkozy's own party. Dominique de Villepin led France's crusade against the Iraq War as foreign minister in 2003.
Arab, African, and Latin American countries have always appreciated France's freedom and originality. If we rejoin the top ranks of NATO, our room to maneuver and to be a powerful voice in a multipolar world will be compromised.
That is nonsense, says Frédéric Bozo, historian at the Sorbonne and author of a book about the French exception in NATO. Bozo points out that Germany fully opposed the Iraq War from within the alliance. He says France's rejoining of NATO command structures won't change anything on the ground, but it will have political and symbolic importance.
The simple fact that France refused to have a normal position in NATO was in itself a problem, because it showed the limits of Atlantic consensus. With France returning to a normal position, NATO certainly gains coherence and cohesion.
The U.S. has welcomed the French move and is said to be amenable to France taking over top NATO command posts in Lisbon, Portugal, and Norfolk, Virginia. While polls show that more than half of the French people are in favor of France rejoining NATO, they're overwhelmingly against sending more troops to fight in Afghanistan. France has 1,300 soldiers in Afghanistan after sending an additional battalion last year.
Hommage au courage de ces hommes, la plupart très jeunes.
The nation recently mourned the death of 10 of those soldiers who were killed by the Taliban. Their funerals were broadcast live on television. With little public or political stomach for the bloodshed, analysts say France's new stature in NATO is not likely to mean more French soldiers on the ground in its most important mission. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
¶¶